This is The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, Hurricane Maria, Puerto Rico, 1 year later. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Some farmers are trying to rebuild and replant their land with a renewed focus on sustainable agriculture. They see it as a more independent way to grow food, and they hope it might make their land more resilient in coming hurricane seasons. Paige Flager reports from Ay Bonito, Puerto Rico.
High in the mountains of Puerto Rico, farmers drive their pickaxes deep into the earth. They struggle to keep their balance on the sloping hills of the guava orchard as they dig a trench a few feet wide to help retain rainwater and reduce erosion. It's called a swale, and it's a method of sustainable farming that's especially useful on steep land like this 7-acre farm.
In Puerto Rico, that's the reality of most sustainable farmers because the best farmlands are in hands of the biotech seed companies like Monsanto and Bayer.
Daniela Rodriguez Pesosa is a farmer in Ay Bonito. She's part of a group called the Circuito Agroecológico Ay Boniteño. They're all farmers, mostly women, and they spend 1 day a week at each other's farms. They've been working together since the hurricane to clean up and help each other become more sustainable.
I mean, Maria hit, and it was an eye-opener for a lot of people, and it was also a call to action. Like, nobody else is going to help us. We need to help ourselves. And how do we help each other?
She says these farmers have come to see sustainability as synonymous with resilience and independence. They hope that if they only rely on themselves, they'll be better prepared for the next hurricane season. Or at least they'll be able to recover on their own terms without waiting for help. There's science to back up that sentiment. When researchers studied farm damage after extreme weather events like hurricanes, they found that diversified small farms suffer less damage than large farms that practice monocropping.
It's kind of like the classic don't put all your eggs in one basket.
If a farm only grows one crop and that crop is destroyed, there's nothing left. But if a farm has lots of different crops, some may be destroyed, but others, like root vegetables, may survive the storm.
Mi nombre es Jessica Collazo, y mi finca es en Ay Bonito, Finca Escondida.
Jessica Collazo's farm is a few miles away, on a small plot of land carved into the mountainside. A couple of baby chicks and a few thin beds of fruits and vegetables line the plateau, which drops off and disappears as if swallowed by the valley below. She has a panoramic view of paradise, but after the hurricane, things weren't so serene.
After Maria, we were left with nothing. We had to start over from zero.
The storm washed her crops, her seeds, and her soil over the side of the mountain. She and her husband make their living and support their daughters by selling their produce at local markets, but they were left with nothing. The brigade of farmers helped build banks on the edges of the mountain and dug swales in hopes that it would lessen the damage of the next hurricane season. They helped her get new seeds so she could replant, and just last week, they came to clear fallen trees from part of her farm. But she fears she still hasn't done enough if there's another hurricane this year. The farm isn't even fully recovered from Maria yet.
If this year, 2018, a hurricane comes, the same thing is going to happen to us.
Jessica practiced some forms of sustainable agriculture before the hurricane, but that didn't protect her from the wrath of Maria. She hopes that working with her fellow farmers will help her make her goal of becoming completely sustainable sooner than she could have on her own. That way, she'd have the independence to recover from the next hurricane on her own terms.
For example, for me, for my sustainable farm, I want to have my own well for water. I don't want to depend on the government, or in this case, on Puerto Rico's aqueduct. I want to have my solar panels. I don't want to depend on electricity.
Small farmers face especially tough obstacles as they recover from storms. Large farms can rely on governmental aid and crop insurance to help them recover, but small ones don't qualify. The way crop insurance is set up now, farmers need to have at least 1 acre of one type of crop.
We learned that after the hurricane that we need to start asking them special insurance conditions to Puerto Rico.
Carlos Flores Ortega is Puerto Rico's agriculture secretary. He says he's in touch with the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture to review insurance policies for the growing number of sustainable farms on the island.
There is another a wave of new generation of people asking for fresh, more organic, and more healthy products in Puerto Rico. So these millennial generations, they are getting good impact in the agriculture as well as the woman farmers.
He hopes this influx will help solve a problem that became particularly apparent in the wake of the hurricane. Puerto Rico imports more than 85% of all of its food, which makes it really difficult to find fresh, healthy food on the island, especially during a natural disaster.
Right after the hurricane up here in the mountains, there was like a severe food crisis. There was no food, and people were standing in 4-hour-long lines just to get bags of crap.
Sitting in the shade of a tree on her farm in Ay Bonito, Daniela Rodriguez Bezosa explains that despite the losses they endured during Maria, they had things that many of their neighbors lacked. Thanks to solar power, they had electricity. Thanks to their rain catchment system, they had water. And thanks to their diverse crops, they still had some fresh food.
We felt like the richest people in the world. To actually have greens on our plate was like such a luxury.
That's part of the reason she's turned her farm into an emergency resilience hub for her community. She'll be able to offer nutritious food and water. Neighbors can plug in their medical devices, and fellow farmers can put their crops in cold storage so they won't perish. That way, when the next hurricane comes, she'll be ready to share the wealth from farming sustainably. For The Pulse, I'm Paige Flager.